نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Tonight the 23rd juz of the Quran al-Majeed, we heard Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident of the messengers who came to the people of the town, inviting them towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and instead of accepting, they rejected them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an individual who came and stood up in defense of these prophets and tried to defend them courageously, and in the process he was killed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that qila dukhulil jannah, it was said to him, you enter Jannah. He remarked, ya layta qawmi ya'lamun, that only if only my people knew, bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukramin, how Allah has forgiven me and has granted me such honor and ikram in the akhirah. The lesson we learn from this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the person who stands up against injustice, even though in this world temporarily it may appear that this person has been oppressed, you know, he has gotten, if we may say, a bad deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about his greatness and the signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah speaks about the earth and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives life to the earth, which is at one point dead. A seed is planted in that ground and Allah causes life to come into that seed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the alternating of the night and day and the sun and moon that are in a perfect orbit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions that the ships which are laden and these float on the ocean, Allah says, إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينَ. If Allah ta'ala wished, He could have caused these ships to have sunk. وَإِنَّ شَأْ نُغْرِقُهُمْ. But out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes it such that these ships are able to traverse the waters of the ocean from one destination to the next. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of judgment, resurrection, life after death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ, the trumpet will be blown, فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. People will be brought out from their graves, moving towards the plains of reckoning. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the day of Qiyamah, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا, that no injustice will be done on the day of judgment. There will be absolute justice meted out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the limbs, or rather the lips, will be sealed of the individual. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Allah will seal the lips of those who will try to use every excuse to justify the sin that they may have committed. And Allah will make it such that وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, their hands will speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, and their feet will bear testimony with regards to every single sin that they may have committed. A lesson for us that we have got these witnesses that are with us all the time. And therefore, we have to realize that everything is being recorded. Of course, a person who makes tawbah and istighfar, there is hope that Allah can forgive those sins and even wipe out the effect of those sins. Towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the statement of the disbelievers, that how is it that Allah will cause these bones, you know, life to come back to an individual once he has turned to bones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that towards the end, that Allah ta'ala is such that when He gives an instruction, then that Allah who created the first time, for Him to create the second time is absolutely easy. And the reality is, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah ta'ala is such that when He says be, it is. In the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the various anbiya and the various prophets, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the lessons that we can learn from all the anbiya and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But prior to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the condition of the disbelievers, and one of the statements that will come out from them is that they had followed, innahum alfaw aba'ahum dhalin, they had followed their forefathers blindly. So from this we understand that we have to, look at what is the truth and what is in accordance to the teachings and the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nuh alayhi salam and the perseverance of Nuh alayhi salam. Remember that Nuh alayhi salam, he preached and he invited his people for, you know, close to 1,000 years. And it was only after that, then finally, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came upon his people, and Allah saved him via the shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam and how he tried to invite his people logically towards the worship of one Allah and tried to discourage them from the worship of the idols. And he tried to use different strategies to make them understand. Unfortunately, they did not accept. And then a very, very powerful incident that is mentioned in this surah, the incident where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Ibrahim ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice his son. And he then put this forward to his son. He says that, Ya bunayya, inni ara fil manami anni adbahuka fanzur madha tara. That what is your opinion, O my son, with regards to this? And look at the answer of the son. He said, Ya abatif'al ma tu'mar, O my father, do as you are commanded. And towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that inna hadha lahuwa al-bala'u al-mubin, that this was indeed a great test. So the lesson we learn, the lesson of total submission to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about various anbiya towards the end, Yunus alayhi salam, and a very powerful statement wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. We know that Yunus alayhi salam, that he prematurely left his people. And, you know, because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the whale had swallowed him. And in the darkness of the stomach of the whale, in the darkness of the ocean of the water, in the darkness of the night, he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the in another juz of the Quran Majid, Allah ta'ala speaks about it, fanada fi al-dhulumat an la ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. He said, Oh Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides you. Glory be to you. Indeed, I have been of those who have committed injustice. And Allah Ta'ala says in this particular surah that had Yunus alayhi salam not glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would have remained in the stomach of this fish till the day of judgment. So the power of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, that whichever believer is going through some challenging situation and he glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he expresses his weakness and his sin before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will continue saving every single believer in this manner. Then in the next surah, Surah Sad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to Dawood alayhi salam. And yesterday also we spoke about the various bounties that Allah ta'ala blessed Dawood alayhi salam. And one particular verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Dawood alayhi salam that فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَى فَيُضِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that you should judge between people with justice and do not follow your desires. فَيُضِلَّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, by following your desires, it will cause you to go and deviate from the straight path. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sulaiman alayhi salam and the fact that he was a wonderful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the various favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with, and how he also, you know, obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite the great wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. A lesson that if Allah blesses someone with bounties, it does not mean this person cannot obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also heard the incident of Iblis, of Shaitan, and how he rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. He became proud and arrogant. And one of the statements that he said was, Ana khayrum min. And I am better than him. I am better than Adam alayhi salam. And this became his downfall. This is the very essence of pride, where the person regards himself superior than others and looks down upon others. And then towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his oneness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that woe to that heart that is hard from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart that is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it softens and it becomes lenient and it inclines towards the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And right towards the end, Allah ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُ. You will die one day and they will all die. In other words, death is something which is inevitable. We all have to die. We all have to leave this world. And this is the reality of this life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding, inshaAllah.